Well, hey there, my friend, Jonathan Doyle with you once again. Welcome aboard to the Catholic Teacher Daily Podcast. It is good to be with you. I'm pleased to be here. I'm so honored to have a few moments of your time to share my passion for Catholic education with you and your special role within Catholic education, changing the world one student at a time. Friends, today I'm going to go off the reservation a bit, and I would love to get your feedback on what I want to share. I would love to know if you agree, disagree. I guess you could message me on Instagram, jdoylespeaks. You can go to the website, jonathandoyle.co. And whatever this podcast is titled, if you go to the blog page on the website, jonathandoyle.co, you'll find a text version of this, and there'll be a comment section there. So go look for that and leave a comment if it's helpful. But I want to talk to you about reverence and I guess the role that we play in Catholic education as Catholic teachers, Catholic leaders, in helping our students internalize the practice of reverence, particularly in liturgical contexts. Let me tell you why. I'm recording this about a week after Holy Week, and I ended up going to my local cathedral to attend a beautiful service there, the 3 p.m. solemn service. And look, I am what I am. I love solemnity. I love the beautiful history and traditions of the church. I just love beautiful churches. I love silence. I love reverence. I'm thinking as I talk to you about, you know, being when I did the NCA convention of Catholic teachers in St. Louis, we flew into New York for a week or so before. And I remember just walking the streets of Manhattan. This is pre-COVID, and just so many incredible churches, so many incredible churches, the beauty of the altar rails. And just, I remember sitting in one church thinking to myself, there was so much like art in the church, so much statuary. And there was literally stuff everywhere. There was not a section you could turn your head and not see something. And I remember sitting there thinking, how did they dial this in so it all just works? If you stuffed a room full of paintings and all sorts of stuff, eventually you'd go, unless you were just a genius at interior decor, eventually you'd be like, there's too much here. But I remember sitting in that church just thinking, wow. And recently I was speaking in St. Louis again and went to the Basilica in St. Louis, which has the largest mosaic in the world. And just a love for stillness and reverence. And so I go along to the 3 o'clock service, and there's these people, I'm sitting in the second row, and there's these people in front who just talked all the time and just, I don't know how to say this nicely, but just in and out of, one lady's just in and out of a handbag every few seconds and checking a phone. And it ended up, she actually had a role in the service. She was doing one of the lectionary roles. So this wasn't somebody who obviously knew nothing about the Catholic Church. I was just stunned. And normally what happens at this point is I think it's me. I think, okay, Jonathan, maybe God really is inviting you to tolerance. Because I'm just sitting there trying to focus on the liturgy and the Lord, and this woman's driving me crazy. And then the husband's doing the same, and this other woman is with him's doing the same. And I've just, but I felt slightly vindicated because my mother was actually there too. My mother's in her 80s, and she's like the sweetest, nicest, hey, mom, if you're listening, old lady. If you're listening, I just called you that. Sorry. Mature lady, wise. And she lost her mind. My mother was like just so angry at this behavior. And now you might be listening to me thinking, ah, Jonathan, you got to relax. You just, you know, it's because what you're going to hear, of course, is it's good the people came. It's good the people came. And I don't know what to say at this point. Do I agree with that? Look, here's what I think. Well, what I came away with was this sense of, I am here to focus upon the great God of the cosmos. Yes, I know that Jesus is as close to us, as Augustine said, as we are to ourselves, or closer to us than we are to ourselves. I know that Jesus is completely loving and compassionate, but I often wonder, have we lost a sense of the grandeur and awe? Like, I remember there was a part, like it was the Good Friday service, and of course the liturgy of the Eucharist is abridged, but I remember the Archbishop holding up the host and, you know, behold the Lamb of God, and this woman is talking to a friend. And I'm just thinking, what I'm thinking is, okay, this is how my brain works. I get very analytical. I think, what has happened that this person has no idea of the appropriate comportment and behavior that is appropriate to this place? One of the ways I've tried to raise my children is, and they'll joke, if you ask them, they'll laugh out loud because it's a mantra. You know, I always said to my kids, behavior in the right place at the right time. The right behavior in the right place at the right time. And you could even add for the right reasons. Now, none of us get it perfectly all the time, but I'm like, what has happened that after, I wonder, would other faith traditions put up with that? If you were in a mosque for a solemn service, would they just roll with that? I don't know. I don't know the answer to that. I haven't been in a mosque, not for a solemn service. So I'm curious as to what you think. And what I want to offer in this podcast is, I just believe that there's such a crucial missionary task present for Catholic educators at the moment. And I wonder if one of the things we could do would be to really help a generation of young people really love reverence and know how to conduct themselves in the right place at the right time, and to enter the house of God in a way that honors who God really is. I often wonder if, for many years, I have been ranting to anyone who listen about the parlous state of architecture post-Vatican II. So part of that Vatican II gig was the pilgrim people of God gathered around the Eucharistic table. So, of course, the architecture changed a lot, and we got these semicircular churches where we all have to stare at each other. And I wonder if we lost some of the reverence. You know, often with altar rails, I remember in New York, I was thinking, I would say to people, look, one of the things the altar rails did is it was communication. The altar rails were telling us something. The altar rails were saying, God is there. There's something extraordinary happening just behind these rails, and we come no further. Now, I know we can get all sorts of theology, and people go, oh, but God's closer to us, and I get it, but I just wonder. Now, I just want to offer you these reflections and be interested to know what you think. Because when I was teaching, I would constantly try and inculcate silence, stillness, quietness, helping students to get a sense of reverence. So look, that's all I want to share with you today. Please, my dear friends, consider this. Consider how you can bring greater reverence and teach a generation to love reverence and silence and to conduct themselves with reverence and awe in the presence of the living God inside our churches. Because for whatever reason, a whole bunch of people yesterday, last week at the solemn service, just had not had that formation. And so I leave it in your hands to prayerfully consider, to send me a message to say, Jonathan, I don't agree. If you do agree, I'd love you to share this with people and help me just get people thinking about it. God bless you, my friends. Everything's on the website, jonathandoyle.co.co. Instagram, jdoylespeaks. Let me know what you think. This has been the Catholic Teacher Daily Podcast. You and I are going to talk again tomorrow.